You're back with us here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. The Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies recently conducted a study and surveying some 2,000 retirees across the United States, basically to find out what's it really like in retirement. I think we might be surprised by some of the findings, pleasantly in some respects and perhaps disturbingly in others. Catherine Collinson, who leads the Transamerica Institute and Center for Retirement Studies, is here to share some of those insights. Catherine, how are current retirees doing?
The good news is 4 out of 5 retirees say their enjoyment of life has either stayed the same or increased since they retired. 9 out of 10 are happy, and 84% say they have a strong purpose in life, even though they're no longer working.
So what is leading to this contentment? How are they spending their time?
Retirees are involved in a wide range of activities. When we ask them, how are you spending your time in retirement? More than half are spending more time with family and friends. 40% are pursuing hobbies. 1/3 are traveling. And an impressive 1 in 4 are doing volunteer work.
Okay, so it sounds like for most of those 2,000 that you surveyed, it all worked out just as they'd hoped. But did you hear any dissenters? Are some of those saying something different?
Well, we did find that there are some that are starting to encounter the infirmities of old age, where things are becoming more difficult. But by and large, in terms of retiree lifestyles, people are doing really well. However, there's a dark side.
Well, now, there you go. See, I was a little skeptical that it was as good as we always think about those golden years. What is it that is not working out so well? Where are the pitfalls?
Many retirees are financially vulnerable, and our research found many are actually one financial shock or setback away from catastrophe. They just don't have an adequate level of savings to get them through those types of situations.
What is the pool of assets? I mean, are they living just getting by and just covering the basics? What's the average retirement pool?
Our research found that retirees reported having $131,000 in household retirement savings at the time of their retirement. And many retired at age 62 and are receiving the minimum Social Security benefits. So their income is not high and their savings are not great. And 1 in 5 report paying off credit card debt is a financial priority.
Well, it's important to realize that $131,000 of retirement assets sounds like a nice big number. But if you're 62 and entered retirement, you can expect to live at least another 20 years.
And if you do the math that way, $131,000 divided by 20 leaves you with just a few $1,000s a year.
So, Catherine, what is it that these retirees already in retirement now, what can they do to still optimize their retirement benefits?
It is never too late to improve your outlook. The vast majority of retirees who are unmarried are living alone. Now, we didn't dream of getting a roommate in retirement. However, it's a very practical way of reducing household expenses.
Many great resources at transamericainstitute.org. Check them out. And it's a topic, of course, that we're preoccupied with here on ClearPath and we'll revisit in the future. That's all we have time for here on ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.